Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Granting Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. There are many things you may or may not be involved in with your business, but there is one thing we all do. We all talk. It's not enough to think positively. You have to speak in powerful, positive language to influence others and achieve your goals. This month, George Walther is going to teach us how to become power talkers. George is an acclaimed expert in the field of personal development. In addition to speaking to groups of all sizes and types, George's books, tapes, and videos have been published worldwide. Mr. Walther has also been honored with the National Speaker Association's highest award for platform excellence, the CPAE Speakers Hall of Fame, as well as its Certified Speaking Professional designation. Now, let's sit back and relax and see what we can learn from George. Oh, and by the way, be sure to listen carefully to the end of this tape. Grandy & Associates is introducing a brand new 3-day business training program called the Basic Business Bootcamp. I'll give you all the details at the end of the tape, including how you can get a $500 discount as a current tape subscriber.
Power talkers, those people who experience success in all areas of their lives, share 9 specific traits that you can easily adopt. The first characteristic of power talkers is that they give credit where credit is due. They don't hesitate to applaud others who succeed, and they're also optimistic and give themselves credit when positive events occur in their own lives. Dr. Seligman identified 3 main scales of optimism and pessimism in a person's language. When faced with positive events, optimistic power talkers describe them using global, internal, and stable terms. Powerless pessimists attribute those positive events to local, external, unstable factors. Global terms mean that you notice the success not just in this particular instance, but in many aspects throughout your life. Local means that you see this positive situation as an isolated event. Internal means that you take personal responsibility, that you recognize the role you yourself played in bringing about the positive outcome. An external explanatory style means that you attribute the success to something outside and beyond your control. And stable descriptions identify those positive outcomes as continuing examples of your stable pattern of success. An unstable description says it's a fluke, a once-in-a-while happening. When a power-talking mother sees her son hit a home run that helps his Little League team win a game, she says to him later,
"I'm so proud of you, honey. You really did a good job, and all that batting practice is really paying off. You hit well in the last game, too, and I bet you do even better in the playoffs. And, son, you know, your schoolwork's improving, you've been getting your chores done on time, and you've cut way down on junk food. I'd say you're hitting all kinds of home runs."
You can easily detect the global, internal, stable explanation. Now, a different mom might say,
"You sure got lucky that time. That pitcher gave you a ball that only a farm leaguer could miss. And it's a good thing the wind was blowing out toward left field. Too bad you don't hit like that more often. You better enjoy the glory while you can. You've got that science test tomorrow, and you know it's your worst subject."
The powerless parent uses local, external, unstable descriptions for that same event. The home run was an isolated event due to external factors, and certainly not something that will continue. Now, which parent do you suppose is going to have the more successful, happy child? This idea of recognizing and rewarding others' accomplishments certainly isn't limited to parenting. In business, the most effective leaders are those who publicly credit members of their teams when they succeed. And great friendships are built on mutual admiration. Think about how much it means to you when someone you respect and trust, and perhaps even love, gives you heartfelt recognition for a personal accomplishment. Some people are reluctant to give others credit because they think it lessens their own value. It's as if they believe there's only so much recognition to go around, and they want to keep as much as possible for themselves. Actually, credit is a lot like love. The more you bestow it on others, the better you feel, and the more of it there is to share. Power talkers raise their own stock and ensure the help, cooperation, and support of others by giving credit where due. An egotist is a conceited, self-centered person with an exaggerated sense of self-importance. A power talker is someone who keeps things in proper perspective and gives credit wherever it's due, especially to him or herself for personal accomplishments. Thinking highly of yourself is not just healthy, it's a critical prerequisite to being successful. Only when you hold yourself in high esteem will others recognize your worth. When you get a promotion or lose weight or make a sound investment or achieve some important success, always describe the event using global, internal, stable language. Say,
I deserve that. I seem to get just what I want, and I'm sure it'll continue. And it's not just that my job is going well. My family life is good, too, and my health is great. In fact, this is just another example of all the successes in my life, and I know it's going to continue.
You can easily remember this first power talking principle with the phrase, get in step with success. G-I-S. Use global, internal, stable explanations for your successes, not for your setbacks. The second trait of power talkers is that they rebound resiliently. They bounce right back. One big difference between power talkers and powerless talkers lies in the way they describe negative events. When things go badly, and sometimes they do, the power talker concentrates on local, external, unstable explanations. But the powerless talker sees problems as being global.
Not only is this situation not working out, but everything in my life is awful.
As being internal.
It's all my fault. I'm a loser.
And as stable.
My life is always a mess, and this is just another example.
As a power talker, when you confront those negative situations in life, when you lose a job or your promotion doesn't come through or your child has a difficult time in school, consciously replace global, internal, and stable explanations with those that are local, external, and unstable. When a power talker doesn't get that big promotion, he says,
I missed out on that promotion, and I understand why. I haven't yet mastered the new inventory forecasting software, and it's really vital that I learn how to use it well. I know I can once I go through the training tutorial. I've had plenty of career success already, and no doubt more great things are right around the corner. My health is excellent, my family relationships are great, and I do have outstanding job skills. I know that I'm ripe for career advancement and will begin working toward that next big jump.
Again, use a phrase to remember this second power talking principle. When bad stuff happens, learn from every upset. L-E-U. Explain setbacks as local, external, and unstable events. To the power talker, what looks like a disaster is really a lesson. The third characteristic of power talkers is that they set positive expectations, both for themselves and for others. You're no doubt familiar with the concepts of positive thinking. Perhaps you've read Dr. Norman Vincent Peale's wonderful classic, The Power of Positive Thinking. As he put it, when you change your thoughts, you change your life. I certainly agree with Dr. Peale's theories on positive thinking, and I also suggest taking one more step. If you just silently focus all your energy on thinking positively, say for the next 20 years, I'm not convinced that's going to make very much difference in your life as you interact with others. Think and talk positively. Maybe you already write out positive affirmations for yourself. Don't just write them and think about them. Say them. Of course, other people hear what you say, and you listen to yourself, too. Power talkers go beyond thinking positively. They consistently express themselves positively. Notice the big difference between a person who says,
I'll try and see if I can
possibly get back to you.
Versus the person who says,
I will reach you.
I recently had my home remodeled, and I noticed that contractors who'd say, I'll try and get you that bid by tomorrow, rarely did. Those who said, I will have an answer for you before 5 o'clock tomorrow, those definitely performed. And that's because the expectations they're setting influence not just me, the customer, they influence themselves as well. When others hear you set positive expectations for them, you're setting them for yourself, too. One of my colleagues in the speaking profession is the Reverend Robert Schuller. You may be familiar with one of Dr. Schuller's many best-selling books, or maybe you watch his television broadcasts from the Crystal Cathedral in California. I was fortunate to be among the architecture buffs who were in the cathedral when its designer, Philip Johnson, officially unveiled his gem to the architectural community. I later learned that there's a very interesting story behind the construction of this impressive edifice. Dr. Schuller explained to Philip Johnson that he wanted to build a dramatic cathedral entirely of glass with outstanding acoustics and an unobstructed view of the pulpit from every single seat. This kind of building had never been constructed before, and it required vast amounts of special glass and innovative construction techniques. And on top of that, the site is located in one of the world's most active earthquake zones. As he explained his vision of the Crystal Cathedral to Mr. Johnson, Dr. Schuller added one special challenge. There was no money. Mr. Johnson looked at him and said, Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You want to build a huge building, the likes of which the world has never seen. You want it to be constructed entirely of glass, using materials and techniques that have never before been employed, and you have absolutely no money to work with? That's impossible. With a grin, Reverend Schuller asked Philip Johnson to open the large dictionary near his desk and look up the word impossible. After a moment of confusion, the famous architect looked up and said, There's no impossible in this dictionary. The smiling Dr. Schuller explained that he uses an X-Acto knife to literally cut out that negative word from any dictionary that crosses his path. As a power talker, you eliminate negative expectations. Anything is possible, says Dr. Schuller. In your own language, eliminate words and phrases that create negative expectations. Talk about what's possible, not impossible. Replace I'll try with I will. Instead of I can't, say I can. Zig Ziglar is one of America's best known and most effective motivators, and I'm proud to say, one of my colleagues who is also a recipient of the National Speakers Association's highest award for speaking excellence, the CPAE. One of Zig's great accomplishments that means the most to me is his development, along with Mrs. Mamie McCulloch, of a self-esteem course taught in over 5,000 schools across America. Literally, millions of young adults have benefited with better grades, improved self-image, diminished drug use, and less violence. The simple name of the course? I Can. After a particularly active day, lots of people go to bed saying,
Oh, I wish I didn't have to get up early and go to work. I just know I'm going to be dead tired.
Just how do you think that message to the subconscious mind will affect sleep patterns? Would it make a difference if that same person lay in bed and, just before drifting off, said,
Gosh, it's been a great day and I got a lot done. I'm going to sleep well now and wake up refreshed and get a lot done tomorrow.
Make that your good night message to yourself tonight. Don't just think it. Say it out loud. You'll feel like a new person in the morning. There's another benefit to using positive language. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University have found that positively worded statements, even though they may have the identical meaning as their negatively worded counterparts, are one-third easier to understand.
I can't get that bid to you until Friday.
Is negative and hard to understand compared with
I can get that bid to you on Friday.
One of the easiest substitutions to make in your own vocabulary is to replace the word problem with challenge. Be on the alert and stop yourself whenever the word problem slips out as you're talking. Describing a situation as a problem sets up the expectation that you have an onerous task with a questionable outcome ahead. Using the word challenge to describe the same situation reminds you and others that you do expect a positive outcome and that you'll work hard marshaling your creative resources and your energy to bring it about. The fourth characteristic of a power talker is that he or she accepts responsibility. So how can you change your language to show that you take responsibility for your actions? Watch your fingers. When I was a young boy, if I didn't finish my school assignments on time, I used to try shifting the responsibility to the weather, to my teacher, to the kid next door, anywhere except where it really belonged. I remember my mom, Edith, making a pointing gesture with her right hand whenever I began making excuses. This was her reminder to me to take a look at my own fingers. Whenever your words and phrases indicate that you are pointing away from yourself, shifting blame to someone or something else, notice those three curled fingers that are pointing back at you. They're reminding you to focus on yourself, to seize responsibility, instead of pointing at someone else and saying, "You make me so mad." Keep your attention focused on the other three fingers. Take responsibility for your own feelings by saying,
"I feel angry when you do things like that."
Accept responsibility for your behavior so you can set about changing it. A fifth characteristic of power talkers is that they seek to reduce conflict. They use win-win language and form partnerships with others. Their aim is to ensure that both sides in the negotiation win, that there isn't a loser. The words, "I disagree," are one example of a conflict-triggering phrase. The person who hears you say you disagree with him immediately perceives that you feel he's wrong. Replace
"I disagree"
with
"I understand, and I have another viewpoint we can consider."
Even a seemingly innocent phrase like "you'll have to" makes people stiffen with resistance. Guide the other person by saying, "I recommend."
"I recommend that you complete this claim form, and then we'll look it over together, and I'll make sure it's processed correctly."
A phrase like "company policy" may immediately communicate inflexibility and unyielding rules. Instead of creating an adversarial atmosphere by saying,
"Here's what my company policy says you'll have to do,"
talk about options.
"Let's discuss some of our options in this situation."
Even the simple word "but" creates conflict by putting two ideas in opposition.
"I see what you're saying, but..."
Well, that immediately alerts the other person that you're about to undermine his viewpoint. Use "and" instead.
"I see what you're saying. And we can also look at it this way."
One of my consulting clients is a very successful resort developer that has acquired major properties around the country and has developed them into profitable condominiums and timeshare projects. When I first met one of the company's winning professionals, Mark, several years back, he was a telephone representative calling prospective condominium buyers to schedule appointments so they could tour the facilities. Today, Mark is the director of marketing for a beautiful resort nestled in the gorgeous countryside near the Wisconsin Dells. Not only has Mark himself had a very successful career, he's also guided a whole team of telephone professionals toward great successes of their own. When I asked him what techniques he uses, I heard a lot of power-talking phrases. He explained that every single member of his team starts the year by writing out his or her personal goals, which are then reviewed with managers every week. Some new employees have a tendency to write, "Here's what I hope to do," or "Wouldn't it be great if," or "Here's what I wish I could achieve." Mark made it very clear that employees' goals are always rewritten to use the positive expectation language of "I will achieve." He also pointed out that the goals don't just relate to individuals, they pertain to the organization as a whole. Once he, as the marketing director, has established the direction for the entire resort, he communicates these goals to the employees by saying, "This is what we need to accomplish together." Notice how much more effective that power-talking, conflict-reducing language is than if he were to gather his employees together and say, "Here's what you have to do to make my resort a success." As a professional speaker, I've noticed that my audiences tend to linger during coffee breaks between seminar sessions. In the past, I encouraged the event organizers to request attenders to return to their seats. When asked to comply with this request, the audience members would usually resist and drag their feet. They wanted to move ahead with the seminar, but they were probably having flashbacks and thought of grade school teachers herding them back into their classrooms after recess. I hope you and I meet during one of my live presentations someday, and I guarantee that our session will resume promptly after each break. Why? Because I'll be out there in the lobby area myself saying, "I invite you back into the ballroom so we can continue our program together." Many people respond by putting down their coffee cups, smiling, and saying, "What a nice invitation." In your own life, be on the lookout for ways that you can invite cooperation from others by using the "we" teamwork approach in your language. The sixth guideline for becoming a more powerful talker is to use concise and active language. Eliminate lengthy, beat-around-the-bush phrases. I have a business associate who does not seem to know the word "now." He has a habit of saying, "at this point in time." Every time he says it, I immediately begin to feel frustrated because I know he's wasting our time and avoiding action. If you mean "now," say "now." A phrase I often hear is,
"Well, one thing I'd like to say is,"
or,
"Well, I would venture to say,"
or,
"if I were to take a guess, well, I suppose I'd say..."
Hey, why not just say it? The next time someone says to you,
"Can I ask you a question?"
Say,
"Yes, that was your question. No further questions."
Rather than use a passive phrase like,
"That's something that could be looked into,"
take action.
"I will look into that."
Power talkers are concise and they use active language. The seventh power talking trait is integrity. People who are dishonest may feel that they get more rewards out of life than those who are unfailingly honest. They might say to themselves, "Well, so I'll cheat a little bit here and get some extra money, and then I can buy that car I've been wanting, and then I'll be happy." Hey, material things are not the only sign of success, though certainly wealth may contribute to your happiness. Many of the world's super rich people, those who have lots of dollars to show in material possessions, are emotionally destitute. In the end, the good guys do win. Do you know any dishonest people who are truly happy? Do you respect liars? Power talkers let you know that they are 100% honest by eliminating integrity-busting phrases such as,
"To tell you the truth."
If you always do tell the truth, then there's no reason to precede a truthful statement with an explanation that verifies that you're about to tell the truth. When someone says,
"Well, to be absolutely honest with you,"
don't you think to yourself, does that mean he's usually not honest? Dump any phrase which suggests that your honesty is less than 100%. And when you are asked a question to which you really don't know the answer, the best possible response is the truthful one.
"I don't know. I don't have that answer, so I'll get it."
Powerless talkers say,
"Well, I'm really not too sure, but let's see. I would tend to think..."
Power talkers are always honest, and it shows in their language. The eighth characteristic of power talkers is that they use adult language. Perhaps you're familiar with transactional analysis, or TA. Back in the 1950s, the American psychologist Dr. Eric Byrne pioneered this theory that explains most human emotional interactions. One of the key concepts of TA is scripting. Similar to a dramatic actor's script, our life scripts define our behaviors. As impressionable youngsters, we hear what others say about us, believe it must be true, and reassert the scripts to ourselves throughout our lives. When your most important role models say,
"He'll never be a physicist, but he sure is strong as an ox. He'll never make it through college, but that kid is bound to be a heck of an athlete."
Well, that's going to have a dramatic impact on the way you lead your life. Dr. Byrne demonstrated that we have all learned three behaviors or roles in our lifetimes: child, parent, and adult. Each role has a script. First, we learn how to behave as a child. The child behavior is characterized by helplessness, blaming others, and emotional outbursts. The child says things like,
I can't help it.
It's her fault.
Don't blame me.
When someone is very upset with you, perhaps a customer who's calling with a string of complaints, you're likely to hear a generous dose of child language. Then, in growing up, we learn to play the parent role. We model our behavior after our own parents, our friends' parents, and other parent figures in our lives. When we're using the parent behavior, we tend to judge others, often in a critical way. The parent uses phrases like,
I'm disappointed in you.
You should have.
Now you're going to have to.
You'll probably recognize phrases like these next time you deal with some bureaucrat who's giving you a runaround and insisting that you fill out some form in triplicate and follow a lot of nonsensical rules. The third behavior we all learn is the adult. The adult character is the problem solver, the information gatherer, the analyzer. The adult views situations objectively and can formulate sound decisions based on logic. Watch your own language and eliminate child statements like,
Don't blame me.
This isn't fair.
Or,
I can't help it.
Avoid critical parent phrases like,
You ought to.
Or,
I'm disappointed in you.
Or,
I'm afraid you're just going to have to do it this way.
Stick with adult, factual observations. The ninth characteristic of power talkers is that they use healthy language. Abundant scientific evidence proves that your physical and emotional health are both closely linked to the way you think and talk. The mastectomy research I mentioned at the beginning of this program is just one of hundreds of experiments that deal with longevity, susceptibility to illness, functions of the immunosuppression system, and your overall level of health. They all confirm that you can help yourself to be healthier by thinking and speaking positively. Notice that the people who say,
Well, the flu's going around, I'll probably get it next,
invariably do. Stop yourself whenever you begin saying anything that predicts illness in your life. If the flu is going around, consciously say,
Lots of people have been getting the flu lately, and I'm certainly glad that I've taken precautions to remain in good health. I'll maintain a positive outlook and will not get sick.
Not long ago, I was giving a speech in Nashville at the Opryland Hotel. I concluded my presentation to a group of FTD flower shop owners and was headed for the airport when I noticed that my finger was beginning to itch. By the time I returned home to Seattle, my whole hand was fiery red and very swollen. My temperature shot up, and I definitely felt sick. The next morning, I visited the emergency clinic and was told that I had a severe infection from some kind of odd insect bite and that I might well lose my finger. As the doctor carefully analyzed the symptoms, she concluded that I had been bitten by a tiny, brown, recluse spider. If you live in the southern part of the United States, you've heard of these nasty critters, and you also know that their bites can be lethal. The doctor insisted that I immediately visit a plastic surgeon to make plans for amputation or corrective surgery. When I arrived, I said to the specialist, Doctor, I have an excellent attitude, and I'm in superb health. I intend to keep this finger. I'd like you to tell me straight out what the odds are that I will be able to recover completely and have no plastic surgery whatsoever. He paused and considered and prodded my finger a bit and said, In your case, the odds of a complete recovery are 99%. I'm convinced that his diagnosis was based not so much on the condition of my finger as my manner of speaking. I certainly don't mean to suggest that if you're run over by a truck, all you have to do is think and speak positively and things will be okay. I do believe that a great many of life's most common medical problems, such as the common cold or a minor infection, can be minimized by using power-talking phrases. Remember, it's not just others who hear you when you speak. You hear yourself. And you can program yourself to experience success in most any area of life. And that's the whole idea of power talking. You can consciously, methodically change your language. These principles apply to your written as well as your spoken words. I know a fine 13-year-old Canadian boy who wants very much to attend an exclusive private boys' school in Vancouver, British Columbia. His parents filled out an enrollment application and wrote,
"Jesse is an above-average student, yet despite his good grades, we feel he's not reaching his potential in public school."
I'm predicting much better odds for acceptance now that his parents have changed the application to read,
"Jesse is already an above-average student. In the enriched environment you offer at St. Gregory's, we are confident that he will achieve outstanding performance."
Hear those positive expectations? Way back at the beginning of side one of this cassette, I suggested that the power-talking principles are not theoretical, but practical, and that you can use them every day. Enhancing your power-talking vocabulary and changing your explanatory style is a continuing challenge. Please don't get the idea that I've personally risen above powerless talking and that this all comes very easily for me. In fact, it's ironic that as I was finalizing the script for this very tape that you're now listening to, my executive assistant, Jennifer, came to me and said, "George, I've made some important decisions that I need to tell you about. I've decided to quit my job with you and head off to Europe for a couple of months, and I'm not coming back here to Seattle. I'm going to move to New York after I've completed my travels." I was in shock. I had always known that Jennifer wouldn't work with me forever, and I also had definitely come to rely on her outstanding assistance. After a year of working as a team, we functioned pretty well together. Then the other shoe dropped. She explained that her urge was strong and that she wanted to leave in just 2 weeks. Jennifer was really much more than my executive assistant. She was my right-hand person, involved in every aspect of my work. She scheduled all my telephone calls, answered all kinds of questions from people who called to hire me for speaking engagements and consulting services, and she'd also become my friend. I felt upset and at a loss, so I headed home to discuss the situation with my wife. As I drove along, I thought to myself, how could she do this to me? Now everything's unraveling. This is the worst possible time for Jennifer to leave. I have a tape script to finish, a book manuscript to write. I have many important speaking engagements for which she's coordinating all the logistical details, and I really depend on her. Now what am I going to do? How am I ever going to get through this? Did you hear all those powerless phrases? The child came through loud and clear. I didn't accept responsibility. In my child behavior mode, I felt that Jennifer was doing something to hurt me, that it was her fault. I was pointing my finger at her. I was also judging her as a parent. She had no right to inconvenience me. How dare she quit? Confronted with this negative situation, I followed my first instinct and immediately jumped to a global, internal, stable explanation of what was happening, the exact opposite of what a power talker does. As I was driving home on what happened to be a crystal clear, beautiful, rainless Seattle day, I saw the snow-capped range of the Cascade Mountains ahead, and I could see the glistening peaks of the Olympics behind, and I consciously put a stop to my powerless talking. Just a minute. I'm describing this glass as half empty. What a perfect time to put my power talking principles to work. This glass is really half full. Driving along the freeway, I literally talked to myself. This is an interesting change of events, and I know I'll be able to respond positively. I've enjoyed working with Jennifer, and she's really done an outstanding job. We've had our challenges in the past, and we've always worked them out, and overall, this working relationship has been very smooth. The reasons for Jennifer's departure are not my fault. In fact, it's completely understandable. I headed off to Europe at her age, too. And it's important that Jennifer follow her heart and get over there now before the summer crowds begin. I thought back to a time 6 months ago when I had made a firm written commitment to streamline my business. I created an affirmation which said I would cut way back on my staff and concentrate more on creating and disseminating ideas that will help people through my speeches and books and tapes. Upon realizing this, I said to myself, Jennifer's departure is nothing more than a dramatic step ahead in my plans to simplify the business. In fact, her timing is wonderful. There's no better time to move ahead with important plans than the present. And that's exactly what Jennifer's departure is encouraging me to do right now. And that's just what I thought about as I headed home to our lovely house beside a creek in the woods, to my wife, whom I deeply love, and who's just about to give birth to our first child. I thought back over the power talking principles and realized that here I was being confronted with what might appear to be a negative situation, and using the power talking principles, I could change my language and describe it using local, external, unstable terms. Sure, I am facing a temporary business challenge, and my life really is going great. I'm not experiencing a whole string of upsets. In fact, everything's going quite beautifully. Jennifer's departure just makes for a temporary inconvenience that, in the long run, is going to be very positive. And the reasons for her departure are really quite external and understandable. I felt much better by the time I arrived home, and as I walked in and greeted my beautiful wife, I said, "Darling, the most wonderful thing is happening. You know how we've been planning to streamline the business? We have a real opportunity right now. It'll be a temporary challenge, and I know this is going to work out perfectly." The point is this. Power talking may not come naturally to you at first. It takes work and dedication to change your lifelong speaking patterns. It's certainly not easy, and it's also really not that difficult. If I can do it a little bit at a time, every day, so can you. This is a good time to carefully analyze the language you've been using. Look at some of the letters you've written lately, or think about what you wrote on your last employment application. I also recommend that you tape record yourself tomorrow while you're talking on the phone or discussing business with a colleague, and listen in on your own dinner conversation. Use one of those voice-activated recorders to tape your own words, and then play the cassette in your car and listen to the words and phrases you use while talking with others. Notice your own explanatory style. Make a commitment to eliminate the powerless words and phrases that you hear yourself using. Then, day by day, one word at a time, substitute the power talking versions. Follow these 9 power talking principles and, one phrase at a time, become more successful in your life by eliminating powerless thinking and talking from your vocabulary. Give credit to yourself or whoever deserves it whenever good things happen. Get in step with success. Use global, internal, stable terms to explain positive events. And when negative events occur, bounce back, rebound resiliently, learn from every upset. Describe the situation in local, external, unstable terms. Always set positive expectations for yourself and others by using positive language. Say challenge instead of problem. Say can instead of can't. Accept personal responsibility for your present situation. Watch those fingers. Instead of saying, "You make me mad," say, "I feel angry because..." And use conflict-reducing language. Instead of saying, "I disagree," say, "I understand." Use and rather than but. Always use concise, active language. When you mean now, say now. Dump those passive, beat-around-the-bush phrases like, "Well, one thing I want to say is..." Speak with complete integrity. Always tell the truth and do away with habitual phrases like, "Well, to be perfectly honest." Stay in your adult behavior mode. Avoid those emotional child outbursts and critical parent judgments. Stick with the facts. And finally, help yourself to stay healthy by talking in a healthy manner. Continually reaffirm your ongoing excellent emotional and physical health. The wonderful thing about these power talking principles is that they're already shaping your life right now. There were probably many times in the last hour that you've been listening to this cassette when you said to yourself, "Yeah, I've noticed that." Perhaps you've thought of a friend who talks a lot about being sick and almost always is. You've remembered how suspicious you felt when you heard someone say, "Well, to tell you the truth." And He remembered how good it feels to give yourself credit for noteworthy accomplishments. In fact, none of these power-talking principles is really news to you. Watch what happens now. Even if you don't listen to this cassette once more, even if you don't talk about it with a friend, you will be more aware of others' language and more aware of your own. You've just heard 43 separate verbatim examples of powerless phrases that you can purge from your vocabulary, and yet you don't even need to write them down. You will now automatically notice and stop yourself when you say problem, or I can't, or you'll have to, or that's impossible. Listen to this cassette again in 3 days, and you'll be surprised at how many powerless phrases you've already eliminated from your vocabulary.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates' totally redesigned website. You can email us from there. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it's also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. Remember, I mentioned at the beginning of the tape that Grandy & Associates was introducing a brand new program. It's a 3-day program called the Basic Business Bootcamp, designed for trades company owners and managers. The program involves 3 days of intense business training, designed to teach contractors all the basics of labor pricing, cash flow budgeting, and service agreements. The tuition includes the latest version of Grandy & Associates' industry-leading software program called Labor Pricing for a Profit with Cash Flow Projections, which each contractor will use to model his or her company throughout the 3-day program. Enclosed is a 4-page brochure giving all the details. Each class is limited to 15 contractors, so call soon to reserve your spot while space is still available. By the way, as a current tape subscriber, you get a $500 discount for attending the program. Sign up today while space is still available. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.